According to ECPAT, a large international NGO that partners with agencies fighting the sexual exploitation of children in 83 countries, as many as 30 million African children live on the streets. Many were born in the countryside and migrated to city slums. Some fled armed conflict or natural disasters. Others became orphaned when their parents or caregivers died from HIV/AIDS or some other disease. Most of these children are and have always been extremely poor. All are at risk for sexual exploitation. Since 1999, Justo Waituka, the founder of the grassroots group Koede, has helped rescue prostituted children in Hyena Square, a hellish slum in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. She says that sex trafficking in the city often begins with labor trafficking in the village.
Because oftentimes these children are not in school, but oftentimes they have some people who are either pimps or perpetrators who find them in the villages and they bring them to the cities to work as child laborers. But at the end of the day, when they're mistreated, they end up in prostitution. So our major campaign was to dismantle those, we used to call them kiosks, talk to the authorities, link our efforts with the police, withdraw the children from that situation, take them to the shelters, undergoing rehabilitation, and then send them back home, those ones who wanted to go back home.
It's not unusual for the family of a sexually exploited girl who wants to return home to reject her out of shame. That can re-traumatize a child. Indeed, Justa Maituka admits that her work is frequently heartbreaking.
We cry with the girls, we moan with the girls, we cherish with the girls. There is a lot of pain, and physically when you see, you examine their private parts, and it's terrible.
Bringing pimps and other exploiters to the attention of law enforcement can be problematic for these prostituted children. In Africa, where the definition of a child is anyone under 18 without exception, sexual exploitation of a child is a crime. But prostitution is also illegal in most African countries, regardless of a person's age, says attorney Sheila Varadon, who runs ECPAT's legal program.
So children often get prosecuted or treated as criminals when they're actually being victimized through sexual exploitation. That's the first barrier that often is the difference between a child coming forward and a child remaining hidden. They know if they come forward, they'll be criminalized.
The rapid growth of internet access in Africa has caused a new form of sexual exploitation to spike. Children are photographed, and their pictures are uploaded to the internet against their will. The wide availability of mobile phones on the continent also puts children at greater risk, says Theo Noten of ECPAT in the Netherlands.
The landline is no longer needed. Like in the north of Ghana, where there's no water, no sanitation. But there is big antennas everywhere and young people walking around with the newest iPhone with the possibility to take pictures and also being taken on a picture. So there is a new challenge there.
The traditional practice of child marriage, often when a girl is 12 or younger, contributes to her sexual exploitation and abuse when she's forced to marry a much older man who then claims a right to have sex with her. Because child marriage in general is condoned by tribal leaders and elders in many rural areas, questioning the practice, much less putting an end to it, can be a delicate matter. Karen Staus works for Free the Slaves, a Washington, D.C.-based NGO with extensive experience in sub-Saharan Africa. She says that often cultural factors are at odds with modern legal understandings of the personhood of children, as enshrined, for example, in the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child and the African Charter on the Rights and Welfare of the Child.
There are also some places where the lack of information about health is actually exposing children to abuse at extremely young ages. There's a belief, I've heard about it the most in South Africa, but also some other Southern African countries that have had very high epidemics of HIV/AIDS, that having sex with a virgin will be a cure to disease. And so children at shockingly young ages, including babies, are being raped because people believe that this is a cure.
Sexual exploitation and abuse are usually hidden from sight. and discussing sexual subjects is still taboo in many cultures. But Stau says that can change.
We see that with relatively modest programs, you can really quickly change the social norms in a community because people in African countries are no different than anywhere else. At bottom, the majority of people want the best thing for their children, and they may have some harmful social norms that can actually change quite quickly when a community comes together, gets organized, and faces the harm that's happening to children for the children's own development and the better future of their community and their country.
With a myriad of different cultures in the world, agreeing on exact terms relating to the sexual exploitation of children has been elusive. Still, advocates for children's rights say this is a crucial goal as policymakers, NGOs, health professionals, law enforcement, and other stakeholders try to tackle the problem in an effective way. For the next part of our series, we'll look at an ambitious international project to create those guidelines. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.